I want to talk about the ostrich in Job 39. But this is God's answer to Job's struggle and the struggle of all of us as we get to this point in the book of Job, as to, does God really love me or not? Does God love Job or not? Is God somehow far off and distant and has forgotten about him for a bit? Or is he actually passionately involved in his life and seeking to save him? This is the same question that we have, that, okay, so there is a God, but I mean, how real is he? Is he sort of too busy elsewhere to worry about me? Or is he, in fact, as he says, passionately involved every second of my existence in this life? And so God brings forth the ostrich as the example. Verse 13 of Job 39, the wings of the ostrich wave proudly, but are they the feathers and plumage of love? In other words, does the ostrich just put its eggs in the earth, put some dust over them and clears off and forgets about them and doesn't care if somebody comes and treads on them, and just gets on with her stuff and then occasionally comes back and digs up one or two of them and incubates them? Is she really that distant or otherwise? So, the wings of the ostrich flap, and I think there may be an allusion there to the cherubim. That is, this ostrich a symbol of God's manifestation in human life through the cherubim, or is it just a forgetful, foolish animal? Well, it's there for us to think about. No animal, and I shall come back to this point repeatedly, no animal totally lacks parental instinct. No animal lacks parental instinct. But the people of Job's time thought that the ostrich did lack parental instinct, that it was a terrible animal that just had its eggs, put them in the dust, and kind of forgot about them, couldn't care less about them. So, is this how God is, or not? Well, she leaves her eggs in the earth and warms them in the dust. And that's what ostriches do, indeed. But the question is, does she do that and abandon them, apparently, because she doesn't care for them, or what? Well, the truth is that God likewise hides and covers his people. And that's the language of Isaiah 26:20, actually, about how he deals with his people. And Job is always frightened in Job 4, Job 5, about being crushed. God is crushing me. Well, does God really forget that his little ones may be crushed? The ostrich apparently forgets, verse 15, that the foot may crush them, or that wild animals may trample them. Just like Judah in captivity thought they were trampled by wild animals, which they were, as it were, and God didn't care. So, is this so with the ostrich? Well, the truth is that the ostrich does cover her eggs in the dust. What does she do? Does she just clear off and flit around and lark around with other ostriches and just get on with a good life? No. You know why she does this? She's out looking for food for her young, and at night she incubates her eggs. The ostrich works pretty much around the clock for her little ones. That's the point. She hides them to keep them out of harm's way for the most part, and then she spends the rest of her time going around looking for food for her other little ones. And this is the round-the-clock work of God for his little people. But it appears that she forgets that the foot may crush them and that she is deprived of wisdom and that she has no parental instinct. No, that's not true. That is how it appears. And so, just as the local people of the time thought wrongly that that's how ostriches were, that's what they thought God was like when it came to Job. And they were wrong, just as they were wrong in how they understood ostriches. She deals harshly with her young ones as if they were not hers. Well, that, I think, we have to read in a kind of an ellipsis, or we have to conclude this, that is how it appears. She appears harsh. She appears not to treat her little ones as if they were not hers. But that is not in reality how it is. If you study an ostrich more closely and not just take a snapshot, as it were, of an ostrich covering its eggs in the sand and flitting around the desert. Now, if you actually track the ostrich and look at it all the time, you see a totally different picture, working around the clock for those little ones. And even though her labour is in vain, she is without fear. So, sure, some eggs are lost, and her labour is in vain, but she fearlessly keeps on and on in her work for her other little ones. And that was just how God was. He who keeps Israel, Psalm 127, verse 1, neither slumbers nor sleeps, just like the ostrich at this time in child-rearing. Because, verse 17, God has deprived her of wisdom, neither has he imparted to her understanding. Well, again, that is how it appears. But I think that's the ellipsis we have to read in, because, as I say, God has not deprived the ostrich of parental instinct. That is absolutely not so. The ostrich has got parental instinct and is actually flapping around all over the place, desperately trying to find food in the desert for her little ones. And he goes on in verse 18 to then talk more positively about the ostrich, that she can run extremely fast and that she can scorn the horse and his rider. The image of speed and power. And of course, the horse and his rider were what were sent against Job and were sent against the Judah in exile, whom Job came to represent. And the ostrich is actually, when she lifts herself up on high, she scorns the horse and his rider. When she lifts herself up, she's far stronger than a horse and its rider. She can run faster. And so this is the point, that when God lifts himself up, as he does now at this point in the book of Job, when he reveals himself directly, and as he will at the last day, we will realize that of course he was not uncaring. Of course he was actually passionately involved with us every moment. It's just that looking at God, as it were, and his activity, just taking a snapshot of him at one point in your life, there you are with the child that you lost, there you are with the divorce that you're going through, or whatever it might be, anything, or where's God? Sure, that's how it seems. When you look at the wider picture, and this is, of course, the way of wisdom and the way of faith. No, he is absolutely active, desperately foraging around for you, for your salvation. And that is the wonderful truth of the ostrich, the lesson of the ostrich that we are to live by.